Get in, Yes Jesuits. We're going to church camp with the freaking deacon, Ross Murray. But don't worry, we're not leaving you high and dry.
That's right. While we're away having some fun in the sun, we're going to replay some of our favorite, most hilarious, and outrageous episodes.
Stick around. When we come back at the end of the summer, honey, this body audio is going to be right. But we're going to be hearing from some faithful superstars, including...
prayers from Utica Queen, Tynomi Banks, Ginger Minj, Britta Filter, Jasmine Kennedy. What's her name?
Priyanka!
And more!
We love this podcast, and we want to keep it going strong into the fall.
So if you can support this show, you could do so by making a one-time donation on Buy Me a Coffee, which you can find on our webpage, or consider making a monthly donation at yasjesuspod.com.
So yes, Jesuits, have a great summer. We can't wait to read your letters while we're at camp. See you in the fall.
And wear sunscreen!
Hello, kings and queens and in between sinner saints, and I don't know if I is or I ain't. Welcome to another very hard episode to deal with of Yash Jesus. This is the penis episode. Happiness. You can't spell happiness without penis. Welcome. Come on in. It's the penis episode. It's me, Danny Francesi. And as always, I am here with my bestie,
Azariah Southworth.
And we believe more than ever here at Yash Jesus that
God loves penises, and I inherited his love of penises. Short ones, stubby ones, long ones, curved ones, thick ones, mushroom ones. All penises!
How do we know? Because God made penises. And God loves everything he makes.
Mm-hmm. And I do too.
We're going to talk about all the penises in the Bible. As much penises as we can talk about, we're going to talk about today. This is a big subject. But before we get to that, we are going to get to gay Christian news. This one comes from down under. The Australian state of Victoria has banned conversion therapy. The legislation bans therapies that attempt to change or suppress a person's sexual orientation or gender identity.
And those found guilty of subjecting others to conversion practices that cause injury or serious injury face up to 10 years in jail.
I love that part.
Anyone who tries to get around the laws by sending people to conversion practices out of the state would also face criminal sanctions and fines to a maximum of almost $10,000.
Oh, Azzy. So
it's, you know, honestly, it's a crime that is meeting the right punishment. You are damaging someone's psyche. You are messing with someone's psyche. We can speak from personal experience. And when you are doing that because you want them to live, act, behave how you think is appropriate, is such an abuse of power, an abuse of the scripture. And it is time that finally we have that safety net in our society to say, hey, 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 don't do that. Don't do that. You
know, it's a barbaric process and practice. And honestly, like, let the punishment fit the crime. Let's see how 10 years in jail does you.
Yeah. Yeah. So ministers, get right with God.
Get right with God.
Get right with God.
And speaking of getting right with God, let's take us to our praise report and prayer request. This is the moment of the show where if you want to hallelujah about something, we'll hallelujah along with you. Let us know what you want to pray about, what you're thankful about, and we'll bring it up in our praise report or our prayer request. Or if you have an ask, a big ask to God, and you want us to add in with our prayers like a Care Bear stare, we're here for you. So let's get right into this. Here's our first prayer request. This comes from Seth. Hey guys, I love your show. I was at a conference where the freaking Deacon Ross Murray spoke on queer theology, and he mentioned Yash Jesus, and I've been a devoted follower ever since. I'm a pastor. I grew up in a place where it was ingrained in me to be homophobic. Through college and seminary, I have met and loved many LGBTQ plus Christians, many who've gone on into ministry professions. And throughout the years, both my wife and I have understood our sexuality as fluidly bisexual and have looked for different ways to understand what this means for us and how to express ourselves in a way that feel healthy and true to who we are. And your pod has really helped us grow in this understanding. Wow, that was awesome. Thank you, Seth, so much for writing into us. We also took a lot of your suggestions on movies and stuff, and we're going to check them out and probably feature them in a future episode. We appreciate you so much for writing in. If you'd like to write us, hit us up at yasjesuspod.com.
All right, our praise report comes from Mason. Mason says, I listened to the Job episode this week, and I have a lot to say about it. I'm not an influencer or have any professional credits. I'm just a Bible super nerd, and Job is my favorite book. I have a traumatic story of getting kicked out of Hillsong College for being queer and how the book of Job helped me hold on to and reclaim my faith. This podcast is such a huge blessing and is such a needed space for queer Christians. It's what I wish I had 10 years ago when I first came out and thought I was all alone in this big world. Thank you so much. Mason, thank you. You know, I just learned that Hillsong College had a college today.
I just learned that now. Following. I was 10 years old when I learned Hillsong had a college.
Yeah, I came across their Instagram just today for some reason. And Lord Jesus, help them, Lord. And Mason, I'm glad you got out of that toxic environment.
As you think I'm going to be doing stand-up at that college anytime soon?
Let me tell you about the time that I stole dildos.
Look, I played Texas Lutheran. I played St. Vincent's. I've played a lot of religious colleges. I just don't see myself at Hillsong.
Well, you never know. Times are changing. Give it another 20 years, Danny.
Oh, thanks, Azzy. We're going to take a little break for a little commercial break, and then we're going to come right back with the scripture of the day. Stay tuned for this, Soul Food. Listen up, Yash Jesuits. I started taking Athletic Greens AG1 because I want to be healthy. But I don't want to take a bunch of vitamins that taste like vitamins. And you know what? AG1 is mild and tasty. My gut is happy and healthy, and I am already feeling better about myself.
Queens, with one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. This special blend of ingredients support gut health, nervous system, immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging.
All the things, honey. You can take AG1 if you're keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, nut-free, God forbid, or gluten-free.
The founder of Athletic Greens was having his own issues with his gut health. After trying complicated and expensive supplement routines, he decided to make his own nutrition system. And boom, Athletic Greens.
And at just $3 a day, Athletic Greens costs less than trying to get all those vitamins individually, and it's much less than that half-calf caramel macchiato you're getting every morning from that hot barista. Yeah, you. I'm talking to you.
Right now is the time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it.
To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/emerging. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/emerging to take ownership over your health and pick up Athletic Greens, the ultimate in daily nutritional insurance. Azzy, we're back, and it's time for the scripture of the day.
Scripture of the day. Scripture of the day.
It's soul food. That's right. It's a scripture of the day. Azzy, give it to us.
Proverbs 5:18. Let your fountain be blessed.
Are we talking about penises still? Because that sounds like penises.
It's a euphemism for penis in my interpretation, okay?
Okay, well, that is making...
So let your fountain be blessed, honey. May it be overflowing.
That is making me giggle like a 12-year-old. It's so inappropriate. I feel like I'm in second grade. I'm like, eh, penis. Today's the penis episode. Woo! Happiness. Happiness for everyone.
Do you have any euphemisms for penis?
One of my favorite euphemisms comes from the Andrew Dice Clay movie, Jumpin' Jack Flash. And he goes, I call my penis Stanley, like the power drill.
One that's always stuck with me, I forget what movie it's from, maybe American Pie, I'm not sure, but... the one that always stuck with me was mushroom on a stick.
Oh, sounds delicious.
Our freaking Deacon Ross had some fun finding some cultural and historical references to penis.
Okay, so here's such some, as here's some penis names, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Junk.
Eggplant emoji is one that we all love.
A twig and giggleberries.
A giggle stick.
A bishop in a turtleneck. That's from Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Oh, yes. Bishop in a turtleneck are some of my favorite. Donkey leg.
A ding Wallace.
Gentleman usher.
A gospel pipe.
Oh, this is good. Holy poker.
A plum tree shaker.
Shaft of delight.
A stuffed eel skin. Ew. Get that away for actually no I take it back I was like get that away and then I pictured it and I'm like no come over here for a minute
but then you remember it's just a euphemism and it's still a penis.
Give me a stuffed eel skin any day. I take it back.
We went out on the streets again and we asked people around downtown Los Angeles if they had any euphemisms for penis.
I like to call my penis my little Elphaba because he defies gravity. Okay, thanks for having me.
My funny name for penis, I'm a Paisan. So like a lot of Paisans, I call mine the old Brazil.
All right, so that's what some people on the streets have for a euphemism as penis. You know, penises are big in the Bible.
Penises are huge in the Bible.
But the Bible doesn't just come right out and call them penises, or at least no one translated the Bible wanted to write penis. So there are a lot of euphemisms.
This is gonna be fun.
Now, one that we've covered before, and this is the first one, is feet.
Oh, there's a lot of covering of feet and uncovering of feet.
Uh-huh. Feet are a big code word for penises. I mean, look at the evidence.
Are you talking about your foot fetish? No.
That's another episode. Exodus chapter 4, verse 25. Zipporah took a flint and cut off her son's foreskin and touched Moses' feet with it and said, "Truly, you are a bridegroom of blood to me."
Is this the way they greeted each other in Bible times?
they were a little off.
In Bible-y times, they're like, "Oh, hello, let me cut off my foreskin and touch it to your feet." And and why touch foreskin to feet? Why not join the foreskin to someone else's flesh staff? Biblical talking.
Maybe Moses wanted to try it on. Who knows? Another use of feet comes from Isaiah chapter 6, verse 2. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew.
If you want to be modest, what's the thing you want to cover? You want to cover your face so you're not recognized? And then you want to cover your feet. No, you cover your dingleberries.
And then there's a story about Ruth and Naomi and her man friend Boaz. Mm-hmm. We did a whole episode about Ruth and Naomi, and we talked about Ruth's pledge of commitment to Naomi. But we also briefly mentioned this part of the story.
This is where Naomi pimps out her daughter-in-law, Ruth. It's from Ruth 3:2-4. Now here is our kinsman Boaz, with whose young women you have been working. Now see, he is winnowing barley tonight at the threshing floor. Now wash and anoint yourself and put on your best clothes and go down to the threshing floor. But do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. When he lies down, observe the place where he lies. Then go and uncover his feet and lie down, and he will tell you what to do.
And Naomi just did just what her pimp, I mean, her mother-in-law.
Right, her mother-in-law.
Ruth chapter 2, verse 6 through 8. So she went down to the threshing floor and did just as her mother-in-law had instructed her. When Boaz had eaten and drunk, and he was in a contented mood.
Yes, because the way to a man's heart is through the belly.
Or other ways or other things. He went to lie down and at the end of the heap of grain. Then she came stealthily and uncovered his feet and lay down. At midnight, the man was startled and turned over, And there, lying at his feet, was a woman.
She gave him a little surprise, surprise. Like, if you think that she uncovered and laid at his feet, then you're a very nice and naive person.
And next up, we have another euphemism in the Bible for penis. Hip.
Hips don't lie, girl.
The story of Jacob wrestling with a stranger, angel, God, whoever, in Genesis chapter 32, verse 22, through verse 25. The same night he got up and took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hips was put out of joint, and he wrestled with him.
Wait, so hold on a second. So you can get punched in the hip, but what is the dirtiest move you can pull to win a wrestling match? Like a good old punch in the junk?
Oh, indeed. That's how everyone who wants to win quick does it. All right. So another one is thigh.
Well, we are climbing that mountain, getting closer to the gold, let me tell you.
Genesis chapter 46, verse 26. All the souls that went with Jacob into Egypt and that came out of his thigh, besides his sons' wives, 66.
So up until now, we've just had other body parts. But what about just flesh in general? In Exodus 28:42, you shall make for them linen undergarments to cover their naked flesh. They shall reach from the hips to the thighs.
This is one of my favorite small one, or maybe little finger. This one comes with a sick burn.
I'm ready.
1 Kings chapter 12, verse 10. My little finger is thicker than my father's loins.
That sounds like a read. That is like a dirty dozen burn. Like, you know what I mean? Like your mom is too fat when she gets on the scale. It says to be continued. It's like one of those. It's like a my little finger is thicker than my father's than your father's loin. That's like the beginning of like the dirty feeling that energy. You know, that's like crazy. Yeah, like your mom is so old, her social security number is 1. You know, like it's got that whole vibe.
It really does. It does.
So another one that shows up a few times is stick or staff or rod. Hosea 4:12. My people consult a piece of wood and their divining rod gives them oracles. For a spirit of whoredom has led them astray, and they have played the whore, forsaking their God.
Is that really wood, meaning schlong?
Yeah.
They talk about consulting wood, but then it turns to whoring.
Well, have you ever consulted your morning wood before you go whoring?
Okay. Okay.
Yes. Well, that was just some euphemisms. But wait, there's more. There are real, actual penises that just keep appearing over and over again.
You might know Deuteronomy as an extension of Leviticus with all of its rules. This one comes from Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 11. If men get into a fight with one another, and the wife of one intervenes to rescue her husband from the grip of his opponent by reaching out and seizing his genitals, you shall cut off her hand. Show no pity.
Okay, hold on. World Star needs to hear about this. So if there's fights in the street, if we see another internet fight, if we see like some hillbillies, like just fighting it over a pickup truck and the girl comes and grabs the husband's, right? You're trying to tell me that we're supposed to cut her hand off?
And that's what Deuteronomy says. You know, we don't listen really to the Old Testament much anymore.
Leviticus, because, ridiculous, had to make a rule about a woman grabbing the dangly bits while her husband's in a fight. Like, that is messy.
Even in biblical times, they knew it was wrong to go for the cheap shot.
Definitely. What happens if it's gay people fighting? right?
Well, yeah. Can we just go for the junk when we're throwing down? I mean,
most of our penis passages so far have been from the Old Testament, but our girl Paul was pretty obsessed with penises.
Paul wasn't the only one, but because he wrote so much of the New Testament, we get to hear it from his perspective. We've talked about this in a previous episode, but the first big fight of the Christian church was actually about penises.
Amen.
The fight was whether people had to become Jewish, which in this case means being circumcised, before they could become Christian.
The age-old debate of cut versus uncut.
I don't care. Just serve it, honey. Just serve it. Acts chapter 15. Then certain individuals came down from Judea and were teaching the brothers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved." Paul, who saw himself as the apostle to the non-Jews, was very much on the side of the uncut. So these are a few choice words that he wrote to some of the churches he founded.
Hear, hear.
In the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 11, "In him also you were circumcised, saying, when you're saved in Christ, you are also circumcised with a spiritual circumcision by putting off the body of the flesh in the circumcision of Christ." So I can see Paul like, hey, you know, he's someone who's uncircumcised. And so he's like, listen, we don't need to go through this anymore. I can imagine just like, I'm going to save myself.
Think about this for a minute.
right. Let's hold up. So Paul gave us the doctrine, the framework to be able to not get circumcised. Thank you, Paul, for that.
Yes, indeed. Galatians 5, 4 to 6. "You who want to be justified by the law have cut yourselves off from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. For through the Spirit, by faith, we eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything. The only thing that counts is faith working through love."
If that's not explicit enough, Paul really goes there by verse 12, saying, "I wish those who unsettle you would castrate themselves." So, you know that Paul won the cut uncut fight, because there are some uncut Christian boys out there. I know. I've seen them.
I know that not all of our listeners have penises. Even if you don't have one, we hope that you enjoyed this phallic biblical tour.
What body part should we do a deep dive into next?
Oh, deep dive into penises. Did you have to say it that way? You're making me hungry.
Oh, let me say it again. What body part should we do a deep dive into next?
Okay, guys, we'll have to talk about this later. I'll see you later, guys. I have math homework. You guys, for our tithe, love offering, charity, act of good, first, do not send us your dick pics to Yas Jesus Pod. That is not what
send
this
them
episode
to religious
is.
Trade.
That is not what this episode is about.
I have my DMs. So if you really feel the need to share and get that off of your chest, out of your pants.
And he'll share them with me. But do share with us if you have named yours or someone else's penis. What do you call it?
I'm not saying
giant Danny.
Oh my God. I don't have a name for mine. I will report back to everyone next week.
You don't have anything? You don't have not like, hey, like Azzy Jr., the pile driver, Norman. We want to know. Call us. All right, let's pray. This is getting out of hand. The penises are out of hand of my hands. There's nothing I can do about this. Okay. Oh God. We just want to pray for all those penises out there. Even if we don't have one, maybe pray that we appreciate it, or at least accept that they exist out there. Both male and female penises.
We love all penises, no matter what. And we thank you for the ban on conversion therapy in Victoria, with our friends in Australia. And that you're doing that work around the world.
Absolutely, God. And for Pastor Seth and his journey of self-discovery.
And for Mason's experience at Hillsong College. We thank you that he was able to escape and find a community here with us at Yes Jesus.
And God, we're so grateful for this community. Thanks so much for everybody that you bring to us each week. They find us and we find them, and we're so grateful. Very, very grateful. Amen.
Amen.
Everyone, thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening to another episode of Yas Jesus. You can find us on social media at Yas Jesus Pod or on our website at yasjesuspod.com.
You can now leave an audio prayer request or praise report on our website, yasjesuspod.com. We would love to share your voice and your prayers on the show, so drop us a line or send us a recording on yasjesuspod.com.
Send us your praise reports, your prayer requests, your episode ideas, your guest ideas, or even just, hey, I have a penis, or I don't have a penis. We would love to hear from you. Yas Jesus is hosted by me, Danny Franzese, and
Azariah Southworth. Music, sound, editing, and all things audio are done by Chris Heckman. Our show is produced by the Freakin' Deacon Ross Murray. Special thanks to Sophie Serrano and Meredith Pauly.
Yas Jesus is brought to you by Oddity. Oddity execs are Ryan Lochner, Jessica Bastillos, and Steve Michaels. Until next time, keep praising the Lord, y'all. Penis.
Yum, 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 yum.
Penis.